This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Ed Evans. Governor Jay Nixon says Missouri officials have approved more than 3,700 applications totaling about $18.7 million to help drought-stricken farmers and ranchers get more water. The emergency program provides for the state to pay 90% of the cost of drilling or deepening a well or expanding an irrigation system. The state's match is capped at $20,000 per project. Nixon announced the program in late June, and Monday was the deadline for farmers and livestock producers to apply. The State Soil and Water Commission initially approved $2 million for the effort, then Nixon quickly added another $5 million because of intense demand. The governor's office says it is using its authority to respond to emergencies to provide additional funding for the program. The American Civil Liberties Union filed a class action lawsuit yesterday that takes issue with part of Amendment 2, which deals with prayer and religious expression in Missouri. As St. Louis Public Radio's Tim Lloyd reports, the ACLU says Amendment 2 could exclude Missouri prisoners from extra religious protections.
Tony Rother, legal director for the ACLU's Eastern Missouri Division, says the suit is focused on this specific phrase.
The section shall not be construed to expand the rights of prisoners in state or local custody beyond those afforded by the laws of the United States.
But he says Missouri's Constitution provides greater religious protections than federal law, and that line would remove those extra freedoms for prisoners.
Some have hair restrictions or diet restrictions. These are all rights that could be in jeopardy.
A spokesman for the Missouri Attorney General's office says they haven't seen the lawsuit yet, and they have no comment. I'm Tim Lloyd, St. Louis Public Radio.
Shane Scholer has won the Republican primary for Missouri's Secretary of State, but it took about 18 hours after the polls closed on Tuesday to confirm the unofficial results. Marshall Griffin has more.
It was a close race the whole night, with fellow GOP contenders Scott Roop and Bill Stouffer occasionally grabbing the lead. But in the end, Scholer came in first with just over 35% of the vote.
We sensed that we had the number of votes we needed, but we didn't want to declare victory until the final results came in, and we were confident that they would trend our way, and we're just grateful that they did.
Roop came in second with just under 35% of the vote, while Stouffer finished third with 30%. All three voiced support for requiring photo IDs at the polls throughout their campaigns. Scholer will now face the Democratic nominee, Jason Kander, in November, who opposes photo ID requirements for voters. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Victory has resulted in some immediate financial support for Republican gubernatorial candidate Dave Spence. The Republican Governors Association gave $1.5 million to its Missouri affiliate yesterday, just a day after Spence easily won a four-way Republican primary for the right to challenge Democratic Governor Jay Nixon. The Missouri Political Action Committee can either pass the money on to Spence's campaign or spend it directly to support him or oppose Nixon. The national group also gave the Missouri affiliate $250,000 in late July. Earlier this year, the Democratic Governors Association gave $2.5 million to its Missouri affiliate. The state Democratic group has since passed on $1 million to Nixon's campaign. Claire McCaskill wasted no time in kicking off her campaign and firing back at her opponent in the November election for U.S. Senate. Missouri voters chose Republican Congressman Todd Akin in Tuesday's primary. The Democratic incumbent said Akin was out of the mainstream. She specifically criticized his opposition to the minimum wage and federal student loans.
Think about that for a minute. What does that mean to Missouri families? That means if you don't have the money to send your child to school, your child can't get a loan to go to school, which means only the rich kids are going to college.
McCaskill will be in St. Louis today and then start a statewide campaign focused on agriculture next week. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon is helping kick off events at the 110th Annual Missouri State Fair. Nixon plans to purchase a ticket for the fair today in Sedalia and then greet attendees at the entrance gate before taking part in the official opening ceremony. The fair runs from today through August 19th, and it features the standard fair attraction, lots of livestock, carnival-style rides, concerts and shows, and, of course, food. Nixon and many other politicians plan to be on hand August 16th for the fair's annual Governor's Ham Breakfast. Also at the Missouri State Fair today through August 19th, the Missouri Treasurer's Office will have a team to help people determine if they have any unclaimed property being held by the state. State Treasurer Clint Zweifel says his office has about $700 million in unclaimed property. Members of his office's unclaimed property team will be at the Matthewson Exhibition Center throughout the fair. Zweifel says more than 400 account owners found $90,000 at the fair last year. People can also search for unclaimed property on the State Treasurer's website. The dean of the St. Louis University School of Law has resigned. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lipman reports on Wednesday's surprise announcement.
In a scathing resignation letter obtained by St. Louis Public Radio, Dean Annette Clark says she no longer has confidence in the university's president, the Reverend Lawrence Biondi, or its vice president of academic affairs. She also makes several accusations of mismanagement. The news surprised Candace Ruocco, the president of the Student Bar Association. She says students are especially worried about how the allegations will affect SLU's reputation.
People are concerned that they're already drained. Job search might be jeopardized a little bit more by this.
In an equally pointed letter released by the university, Father Biondi denies the accusations, saying Clark did not understand her duties as the dean at a large and complex university. I'm Rachel Lipman.
Several Missouri lawmakers appear to have been defeated in their party primaries. Unofficial results from Tuesday's election show voters ousting a Democratic state senator from St. Louis and two House Democrats in the St. Louis area. In southwestern Missouri, a Republican House member was trailing yesterday in a race close enough that a recount could be requested. In addition, newly redrawn districts matched up Democratic incumbents in four St. Louis area races. For KBIA News, I'm Matt Evans.